The following programming is sponsored by BLS Productions. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This week has been a little crazy. Sit back and get your recap of what happened and what is happening in sports, entertainment, movies, TV, politics, technology, and current events. You can count on getting a dose of comedy, great guests, fun, the best talk around, and even more outrageous fun. That's why we love those two guys. Fun, fascinating, and real. We are live with the Brian and Lee Show. So unbelievable, we could not make this stuff up, even if we tried.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's great to be here with you.
I wish I could say the same thing.
You're not
live in the studio.
No, that's right. You're coming.
That's right. I'm Brian.
I'm Lee.
This is the Brian and Lee Show coming at you on WWDB.
Yes. And it's our fourth anniversary.
Fourth anniversary. I can't believe it's been 4 years already since we started here.
Yeah. Our first show aired on January 20th, 2018 here. Yeah. We did the show.
And if I'm not mistaken...
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, this is about my second or third time having to be remote like this due to sickness.
Yeah. I think you've only missed one or two shows before this.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't make this a habit, man.
No.
Okay.
You know I don't want to do that.
Yes, I know that. And for the anniversary show, Mike Cherico is here. He's engineering the...
Hey, Mike.
He's behind the bulletproof glass.
What's up, guys?
Exactly.
How's it going?
Very good, Mike. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
It's amazing. You know, Brian's talking. I don't know how long his voice is going to hold out, but we'll see. But we got a great show. We got a great show for you today. We have Luke Simmons coming up. And Luke
you just did what I did.
What?
It's Simons.
Simons. Sorry about that. Luke, take two. Luke Simons is with us today. And Mike's going to fix that in post, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll keep it in there. So don't worry about it. Okay.
Exactly. But yeah. I'll talk more about that when that section comes up. But first... Wow, 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, yeah. It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. You know, I thought when we left the other station, we were done.
Yeah, well, some say we were done. But yeah, even during this 4 years, some people say we're done. But that's okay. We still have a few shows in us. You know, we still have it in us to do this.
We still have some fight left.
Yeah. So we're here to entertain you, to give you information, to wrap up what you missed during the week. You know, that's what we're here to do, and we do it quite well, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So, and we're going to keep doing it for at least this year. Yeah, we got another year left going on. We got another year, right?
Another year going into 23.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, the Eagles are done. They're one and done.
Yeah, they are done.
They're done. That was a painful game. You know, last
Absolutely
week.
Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, that was not fun to watch. That was very painful.
Now, you've seen a lot of bad playoff games, but how bad was this playoff game?
I was praying that I was praying for it to be over sooner than it was. You know, I was hoping that they would forfeit, or they would call the game because of boredom or something. You know, snowstorm would have come in.
What do you think this is? The mercy rule?
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, fog would come in, something, you know.
Well, remember that happened once, and they didn't call the game.
No, they didn't. No, they played through the fog, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, and the Eagles lost that game, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's it just looked like, you know, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It seems like the Eagles were just contempt from just getting there. They didn't want to go any further.
Well, I think they were. I think they were happy to be there, but didn't know what to do, you know, once they got there. they tried to do the best they could, but, you know, I've seen high school games that were better than that game.
Oh, boy.
You have a one team, you know, the Buccaneers, that were playing at a high, high level. And then you had the Eagles that were playing like not even at a high school level. It was terrible, terrible.
It was Pee Wee level.
Yeah, it was not good, you know. And I guess some things have to change on this off season. I guess one of them is, you know, they gotta come to grips with, is Jalen Hurts the guy? The quarterback that can lead this team. He's a good quarterback. He's okay. He's a running back more than he is a quarterback, I guess. But
seems that way.
Can he be what the Eagles need to be to win a championship?
The way I saw it is that he was trying to be Michael Vick.
Well, I don't know. He was trying to be...
You know how Michael Vick could move it with his legs as well as throw the big passes?
Right, right. Well, that's the problem. I don't think Jalen Hurts can throw the big pass. You know, he can't connect, you know. I think he has a...
Well, that's half the problem. The other problem is Rigor.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the other problem. The other problem is if they keep this guy through next season, you know, they're crazy, you know, because he cannot catch the ball.
Even with gloves on, even with stick-em on.
Yeah, and he choked. He choked again. So I don't see that you're going to go very far with these two guys, you know.
I don't see that either.
You know, so, they have a number of first round draft picks. Maybe they'll trade for a quarterback. I hear Aaron Rodgers is up, wants to make a trade. I hear that. Wow, that wouldn't be bad, would it? I don't know.
It would, I think.
Well,
because, you know, he already doesn't want to be vaccinated, so that's a big problem there.
Well, but suppose they make it that he has to get vaccinated.
Well, then he might say bye-bye to Philadelphia before he makes it here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I just think when you watch some of the other playoff games, you know, you see that there are so many better quarterbacks. And yeah, I watched the Bills game, and that quarterback was fantastic. And you know,
I mean, you hate to admit it, but even Dak Prescott was an even better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. They didn't win, and I thank God for that. That's a blessing that Dallas.
Yeah,
did
they
not
came up
win.
7 yards short.
Right.
Thank God.
Right. They almost pulled it out, but almost doesn't count. So,
not in football.
No, not in football, indeed. But you know, so I don't know. You know, it's when you see some of the other games that are going on now. You know, only one team is going to win the Super Bowl. You know, so you know,
exactly.
Every team is going to be disappointed except one, and. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like Mr. Miyagi said, you know, it's okay to lose, but you want to have a good fight. You know, you want to play well, you know.
No, they got it wrong again.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay to lose, just not okay to lose by fear.
But yeah, that's right. do you think they were playing scared? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think they were playing contempt, like I said before. You know, they were contempt for making the playoffs because they looked like they were going to go nowhere.
The word is content. I think that's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, that is the word I'm looking for. I don't know why I keep saying the other one.
I don't know. I think you have brain fog. Brain fog. I don't know. But okay. So they were content to
only make the playoffs.
To only make the playoffs, yeah. So, yeah. But they're there.
So
they were there.
That's that. They were there, and now they're gone.
Now they're gone, you know.
And so what do I say at this point?
I don't know.
What do I say?
What do you say?
When's baseball season?
No. We still got a lot of football going on. This weekend, we have football going on still. And
I don't care about it anymore.
Who do you like of the teams that are still around? Who do you like? Hello?
Like I said, I don't really care about it anymore.
Well, I like Green Bay. I'm hoping for Green Bay and Kansas City.
I'm hoping maybe Buffalo, because they've always been disappointed whenever they made the Super Bowl. So
Buffalo would be interesting. Buffalo would be good.
Hopefully they can finally pull one out.
Yep. Yeah, Buffalo looked good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They look
very good against New England.
Exactly. And have you been following Djokovic, the Australian, what's happening in Australia?
Not as closely as you have.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, that Djokovic went to Australia to play in the Open there and to defend his title, and he didn't make it. You know, they wouldn't let him in. They wouldn't let him play, so they sent him home. They deported him. And
that's right.
Because he wasn't vaccinated, and he lied.
And he said he won't get vaccinated.
Well, there you go. So I guess he won't be playing in too many tournaments. Because now you have to have, in Philadelphia, you have to have proof of vaccination to go eat in a restaurant.
That's right.
So what makes him think that he can play in a stadium with people and be okay with that, you know?
Easy. I'm a superstar athlete. I can do whatever I want.
Well, he thinks so, but they told him no. I'm really happy they did that, you know?
Originally they said they were going to bend the rules for him, and then they got a huge negative backlash.
Right, because I don't think you can.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, because you can't bend the rules like that. I don't think it's good to do that.
No, it sends a bad message.
Yeah, that, you know, there are two sets of rules, one for regular people and one for superstars, you know.
Exactly, and all the regular people were following the rules.
Yes. So now he's out there, and he wanted to play. No, you can't play.
Forget it, kid.
Sorry, you know, this pandemic is going to be with us for a while, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it, so you might as well just live with it, you know. Get vaccinated.
Exactly.
Get vaccinated, and
you might have to get this as a regular shot every year, just like the flu shot.
Yeah. So, what?
So get used to it.
Get used to it.
So, that's all I have to say about that.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm hoping they come down hard on a lot of these players that have not been vaccinated. Yeah,
I mean, just sitting out is not good enough. They need to fine them, too, I think.
Yeah, they need to fine. Well, he can't defend his title now, so somebody else is going to win that title. And
exactly.
You know,
but still, I think they should get fined money.
Yeah, they could. They could get fined some money, too, which would be pretty good. But
exactly.
We're going to come back in a few minutes with our guest, Luke. What's his last name?
Simons.
Simons. Be right back.
The man in the arena. It's not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above, to the tiniest insects in the soil below. You take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests. And without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, this is Madison Hodges, and you're listening to The Brian and Lee Show.
When it comes to the father and son team, you gotta listen to Brian and Lee. It's the only way to go. They entertain some of the coolest things from the past to the future to right now. So tune in.
You're listening to the number one father and son team on radio, The Brian and Lee Show.
And it's great to be back here on another sunny Saturday afternoon in the Delaware Valley. It's a real privilege and a pleasure to have on the guest line. Luke Simons is with us, and I think he's on the line. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you today?
Very good.
I'm good. Nice to be here.
And I think Brian's on the line, too. Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, there you go. So we got everybody connected. We haven't seen each other since November 30th.
November.
Yeah. Did Brett send you the show?
The finished product.
The finished product?
Yes, I got that. Yeah, it looked great. I was happy to see it all put together in its final product.
Yeah, I thought it was a really well done job, and I think you know that your participation in it was terrific. So, Brian, why don't you fill everybody in on what we're talking about?
Okay, well, in late November of 2021, we shot a pilot for a game show that I've been trying to develop for a while, and we had Luke play one of the contestants, and I believe you won the game.
I did win the game. It was
That's
crazy
right.
Because, you know, in the first round, I was getting a little worried. I wasn't beating the buzzers with the other contestants, and then in rounds two and three, I felt myself starting to heat up, and I thought something special was going to happen.
Right.
Well, it did, yeah.
It certainly did.
Well, that's that's what's interesting about this game, you know, that you can come from behind. You're never out of this game, yeah, which is great.
That's right. Even when you have two, even when you had two strikes, you still pulled out a nine.
Yeah.
So you can win at any time, you know, which is great. Did you buy your boat, by the way?
Unfortunately, no.
No, no, no boat. Okay.
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I just graduated from Temple for musical theater and clarinet performance back in the spring of 2021. And ever since then, I've been on the search for what I'm going to be doing next. I want to be an actor, a musician, and I landed my first professional theater gig back in September. I was actually cast as Benvolio in Romeo and Juliet in the Classic Theater of Maryland in Annapolis. And ever since then, I've been working on writing music as well. I play several instruments, clarinet, piano, saxophone, and I sing. So just seeing where I can find myself in the artistic world with any of those outlets available to me.
You're an underachiever, right, Luke?
Oh, yeah. I've been my whole life.
Yes, I see.
I guess your next task is to play them all at once.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah, Brian, you and Brian both went to Temple, you know, so.
That's right. I'm a fellow Al myself.
Nice. When did you graduate?
2013.
Okay.
Yeah, so what is it about Temple that that you liked?
Well, in terms of the music department and the theater department, there were a lot of great people between the professors and the other students that I worked with. It was a close-knit community and close-knit group, so that was something I really liked about Temple. Also, being right in Center City, Philly, is a great experience. I mean, you can take a subway ride 5 minutes and you're right there at City Hall. I'm also a huge Philly sports fan, so having that convenience to go to the stadium, 20-minute subway ride, that was great too. And I actually started at Rutgers. I spent a year at Rutgers strictly as a clarinet performance major, and I just didn't find myself there. So once I looked into transferring, Temple really stood out, and the fact that it had all those things I just mentioned made it a great college experience for me.
Absolutely. I could see that. And a lot of great people who are in theater and movies came from Temple, you know.
Right. In fact, the one we just recently lost, Bob Saget, he apparently went to Temple, and I didn't know that for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't known that either.
Yeah, lots of people went to Temple and have been very successful. So they seem to have a good program. You know, good program. How tough is it out there to get acting gigs and other types of work?
It's difficult. Right now I'm in a bit of a lull, I would say, but I continue to check multiple websites between Backstage, Actors Access, Playbill, even Theater Philadelphia. I'm checking every day and submitting to anything that, you know, I could see myself playing. I currently do have a gig that I am going to be doing like once every 2-3 weeks along the way. It's a dinner theater, and I actually have my first performance for that on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh.
But aside from that,
Very good. Just
trying to get whatever I can, whenever I can, and I do also teach music lessons. That's my main income to support me as I try to land something bigger along the way. But it's difficult. You just have to stay persistent. Keep your head up.
What instruments do you teach? All the ones that you play?
Yeah, clarinet, saxophone, piano, and voice.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, it's a tough business. I learned a lot from this project because I had to cast people, and so I found the Backstage website and was able to use that. And mm-hmm. and we actually, you know, we had like 300 and some applicants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I just
there were a lot of people interested.
Well, a lot of people interested, yeah. But I just went through yeah. and based on, you know, based on how the person looked, how I thought they would mesh with the other cast members and their work, you know, that they had posted on the website. I just got a good feel for them and took a shot. But I have to tell you, I was worried because you don't know. I mean, you know, I'm talking to a person that I've never met, and
yeah.
You know, I had these nightmares of people not showing up on the day that we were shooting.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm glad everyone showed up, you know, and I'm glad that, yeah, everybody seemed to have a good time doing it.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience, and that was definitely one of my more fun experiences that I've gotten from backstage. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Our
pleasure.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, now comes the job of trying to sell the pilot and shop it around.
Right.
So we're in the process
but
of
now,
doing that.
Now that you've been only one of three people to play the game in a full game, do you think it would sell?
I think so. I definitely like the concept and the game. It's pretty exciting. I mean, watching it back, I shared it with my family, my girlfriend, and they really enjoyed it. They liked watching it, and along the way they were rooting for me the whole time, so they were getting into it. I think it has a great chance to sell. Yeah.
So you,
yeah, how well did they do with the questions?
They were doing well.
Well, they did you tell them ahead of time that you won the game, or did you keep them
no.
in suspense?
You kept them in suspense.
You kept them in suspense, yeah. So that's
yeah. the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, you know. Just keep them guessing, you know. And
exactly.
Yeah. So who are your role models as actors? Who would you like to emulate?
Well, a few years ago, I found myself obsessing over Corey Cott. I went to a Broadway show Newsies, and that was the first time I got to see him perform, and I just took notice of his facial expressions, the way he used his eyes, and of course he had the talent, he had the voice, the acting skills, but it was just the facial expressions. He communicated things with his eyes that always stood out to me. And he then was in Bandstand, and the thing about Bandstand was they actually released a film version, so of course when you're on film the eyes are even more important than when you're on stage and hundreds of feet away from the audience. So mm-hmm. one thing that he was able to still do through the film was his work with his eyes. And I also got to see him in a cabaret scene. It was just a one-man show in a New York club. So that was cool to see him personally as well. Aside from him, I like Tom Holland in the Spider-Man movies. I want to do more film work. Most of the stuff I've done has been on stage, since especially I got the degree in musical theater. But the more I do acting for film and acting for TV, I want to emulate Tom Holland for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're good actors. You know, it's it's amazing. Yeah, I've been around actors for some time and. Yeah, I was involved with a project many years ago in independent film, and the actor on that film, he after doing this film, he landed a part. He went out to California and L.A. and he landed a part in Melrose Place, which was a big show at the time.
Big show at the time.
Yeah, yeah, and mm-hmm. and then he landed another. he landed a sitcom, two guys, a girl, and a pizzeria or something. And and I called him up one time, and we were talking, and he says, "Yeah, I'm really depressed." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Well, you know, I don't want to do a sitcom. I want to do movies, you know." So, you know, actors are a funny group of people. You know, here he is on a national sitcom and being seen by millions of people every week, and but he wasn't happy, and so he eventually, I think, left acting. You know, because you know, and so you know, he did a few films after that. You know, but I think he, for some reason, got discouraged along the way. You know. So I think it's hard not to. I think you, how do you keep motivating yourself?
It's hard. I mean, there's been points. I know I'm still really early off, but it's like I have already found myself questioning what I'm doing with my life. But at the end of the day, I think that I've worked so hard over the years to both in music and theater to work and hone in on my craft. So just the fact that I've spent so much time over the years doing it and worked so hard to get to the point I am today, and obviously want to continue to learn and grow from what I've experienced and what I will continue to experience, I think that's what keeps me going and keeps me motivated.
Yeah. And you have to be, there has to be an element of luck, I guess, involved in, you know, whether you get a role or you don't get a role. And I think you know, it's hard not to take it personally, but I don't think you can. You know, I think you got to take the rejection and move forward, you know, with it, you know.
Yeah, because so many times casting directors have an idea of the picture of the person they want, and just because of that, it can simply be the reason you're not cast. But, yeah, it's hard not to take it personally, like you said, but just got to keep applying and keep hoping. Because at the end of the day, you're right. Some of it is luck, for sure.
Yeah. I love film, but I also love live theater, because I think there's nothing like it when you're sitting and you're watching a live performance of any type. It's just tremendous. You know, it's I remember, you know, 2 years ago going to Broadway and seeing Hamilton for the first time, and just amazing being in New York City and watching the cast of Hamilton, just tremendous. And it's happening there live in front of you. You know, you'll never see
so exciting.
You'll never see the same performance twice, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of live theater. Yeah. For sure. It's so exciting to be a part of, whether it's on stage or in the audience, definitely.
Without a doubt. So, do you have any questions for us in terms of what we're doing, what we do here on this radio show?
What are your aspirations with this radio show?
Well, we've been doing it for, this is our fourth year at this station. We did it for, 6 years before that? Yeah.
Yeah, at another station.
And, I don't know, this is like playtime for us. It's fun. You know, it's a fun show. We kind of recap the week's events. And we have a guest come on every week, and or mostly every week, and you know, we do this type of thing, you know. So it's enjoyable. It's fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously, which I don't think you can, you know. So but it's a great platform for us.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I'm still trying to use it to, Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still trying to use it as a springboard to eventually get into television, hopefully to be a game show host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope the
show. So you can see why I was creating my own show.
Yeah, that's so cool. Who are some of the other guests you've had on here?
Oh, my goodness.
We had... I can remember.
Through the years. You might find this interesting. We had... George Chakaris on. He was he played Bernardo in the film version, not the recent one, but the film version in 1960 of West Side Story. He also played He also played in the original London version of West Side Story. So
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So we had him on. We've had other actors and you know, people that are from Hollywood. So yeah, we have actors, we have writers, we have singers, we have people that write books and.
Cool.
We're talking.
We've had, talk about politics too.
Yeah, talk about politics. Mm-hmm. So we have some of the smartest people, in the world, on the show. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool that you have such a wide range of people.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what makes it interesting and fun. You know, it's great to do. You know, I did another radio show for about 10 years at another station, and I stopped doing that for a while because, you know, you do something for 10 years and it
becomes monotonous.
Yeah, you don't want to keep doing the same stuff over and over again. So, you know, there was a, and that show was called Reach for the Stars, and I just interviewed people, you know, all kinds of actors and artists and, you know, people that survived all kinds of tragedies and. I did that show for a while, and then we came up with a concept for this show, and so it's a similar but not the same, you know, not the same show.
Yeah.
No,
very cool.
'Cause you're playing off of one person to another, so it kind of have a different dynamic to it.
Right.
So here's I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Luke. I want you to do a voiceover for us. Can you do a drop for us?
Sure.
Okay. What I'll say to you is, you could say your name, and then. You're listening to the Brian and Lee Show.
Okay.
So, and anything else you want to throw in there? Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Luke Simon.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Luke Simons, and you're listening to the Brian and Lee Show.
Terrific.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll take that and we'll drop it into our weekly. So you'll be part of the show's history now.
All right, I'm honored.
There you go. You're doing the dinner theater. You want to give a plug for that? Where are you doing it?
Sure, it's called Without a Cue Productions, mm-hmm. and we're a group that does murder mystery dinner theater kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and This one is particularly called Murder at the Moulin. So about a French murder. And the two shows that I know of so far are this Saturday, January 22nd at the Flower Town Country Club. And then on Friday, February 11th, at the Bluebell Country Club. Those are the two performances that I know of so far.
Well, that's great. That's great. And, you know, do you want to stay local, or is your hope to go to L.A., New York? What's your game plan?
Yeah, I'm really trying to stay in the Northeast, whether it's New York, Philly.
Okay.
Of course, I'll take opportunities anywhere where they come, but I'm trying to stay local to the Northeast area.
Sounds good.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today, and it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. And it was great having you as part of the game show pilot. And we hope you come back on the show, and maybe you'll come in studio next time, and
maybe in character too.
Yeah, help us.
Yeah.
You'll help us host the show.
I'd love to. Thanks so much for the game show again, and thanks for having me today.
Thanks, Luke.
You bet. Have a
great weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
Thanks. And right, we're gonna be right back after these messages.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on Pennsylvania roadways. Every day, emergency responders just like you are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive, others are critically injured, and can never go back to the jobs they love. Lives are changed forever in a matter of seconds. Today's drivers are more distracted than ever before, and often don't see responders working on the road until it's too late. In 2020, emergency responders and other highway workers are being struck and killed at least once every 7 days. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. Get trained in traffic incident management and learn how to survive. It's free of charge, and it's waiting for you now. Work safely, stay alert, and stay alive. Your family, friends, colleagues, and the public you serve need you. This message is brought to you by Penntime and Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management training at penntime.com.
Hey, yo, how you doing? This is Vince Papale from Invincible, and you're listening to Brian Lee.
You're listening to the number one father and son team on radio, The Brian and Lee Show.
It's good to be back here on another Saturday afternoon in the Delaware Valley.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And once again, it's freezing outside.
It's cold out there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's winter, so it's supposed to be cold. Haven't I said that already this year?
Every week, I think you say it.
I think so.
But it's true. It's true. The other thing that's increasing is prices. You know, inflation is going up, and, every time you go to the store, you're going to see increased prices. And that's unfortunate, you know, but it is what we have to deal with at this point in time. So
that's right. And I don't want to get into numbers, but I heard a lot of people saying this is the worst case of inflation since the 80s.
Well, yeah. The last time it was this bad was 1982. And, yeah, it's pretty bad, you know. But I lived through a lot of the inflationary period of the 70s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you survive it somehow. So, but keep an eye on the prices because they're going to keep going up, you know, and we'll see what.
And, of course, the big one that everybody is talking about is gas.
Yeah, well, that's going up like 50% since last year at this time. So, the reason that hurts so much is that everybody goes, fills up their car at least once a week. And so it's noticeable, or you go to grocery shopping, it's noticeable, you know. So
exactly.
You got to cut back on stuff then, you know. And, you know, that's what you got to do.
I mean, back when you when you worked at a deli, you said you had this family who came in every week and spent about $300 in groceries. With inflation, how much do you think that would cost them nowadays?
Oh, I think at least $600.
At least, yeah. Probably be close to $900.
No, I don't know if it'd be that much, but at least $600. Yeah. The other story to watch out for is that Russia is primed to invade their neighboring country. So, you know,
Ukraine.
Yeah, in the Ukraine. So we're watching for that to see what happens, you know. And on the political front, doesn't look like Biden's, you know, plan for his Build Back Better plan is gonna make it past the Senate or the the changes,
the voting rights bill.
The voting rights bill not gonna make it through the Senate. So they're not gonna be able to change the filibuster. So some major disappointments on the political front. I found this news story you might find interesting. Be careful.
What's that?
Well, they found this old 1995 Ford Mustang, Shelby GT 350R, which then sold. They fixed it up, I guess, and it sold for $4 million. So, if you got any old cars, you know, messing around, if you got any old cars, you might want to see what the value is. But I remember seeing this car in a garage when I was growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 1965 Ford. It was in good condition and everything. Had I known it was going to sell for $4 million, I might have tried to buy it.
No, I don't think you would have, because you wouldn't have held on to it for 50 years.
No. Well, and I wouldn't have had the money to buy it. That's the problem at that time.
Exactly. So, you got to have the money to get it, first of all, and then you got to have the need to hold on to it for however long it takes.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting.
You know, that is interesting.
Yeah. So the show that I'm watching, 1883, which is really a nice, incredible show, I'm enjoying it. It's on Paramount Plus. And if you get a chance to see that, that's good. It's a nice Western cowboy with Tim McGraw and his wife, Faith Hill, and a bunch of other people that, you know, that I really enjoy. And
well, anybody else who's listening is welcome to see it, but I have no time.
No, you don't want to see it. That's the problem.
Well, that's number one. I don't want to see it, but also I don't have any time. I have a lot of other shows that I'm watching.
Yeah, like what?
Like what? You really want me to go through the entire list?
No, I don't. Not really. I was just trying to be polite. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
Well, unfortunately, this is radio, so I can't do the visual gag of a long sheet of paper hitting the floor.
Right, right. That's okay. Yeah. But I'm enjoying this show, and I'm watching some other shows that I'm enjoying, too. I'm catching up on SEAL Team, which is a fun show. We're gonna watch everybody on TV, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you about. I think it was the season finale of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
It was the question round. Somebody buzzes in, and he said, "What is the whatever the answer was?"
Right.
The guy who plays the talking head Omek, he says, "That is correct." They step down to the next step. He says, "Would you like to try out for Jeopardy now?"
Oh my God! Oh my God! Speaking about Jeopardy, this woman is having quite a run.
Absolutely.
Champion. Yeah.
She's in the 30s in terms of wins. I don't remember if she beat Matt Imodio's record. That's 38 wins.
I don't know. I don't know if she did that.
I don't remember. So we're going to look back on that and report on that next week.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think she can keep this going?
I'm not sure. I think she can go for quite a while. I don't think she can go to 75, which would be to break Ken's record.
Right, right. Okay. We're going to try it.
But I think she can still go till probably about 45, 46 maybe.
Okay. All right. We're going to keep it going then.
Keeping it going.
Yeah. Why not?
Yep. But then somebody on Facebook made an interesting point. They said that even though she's won all this money, then she's got to eventually pay taxes on all of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you still got
to pay. And on $1,200,000, I think that's what she's up to now. That's got to be a big tax bite.
Yeah, if they pay it to her all at once, you know, they may spread it out over.
Well, they don't.
No, they're going to pay to her all at
once. No, if it's over $1 million, you have the option to do it in quantities.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go.
I'm pretty sure that's what Ken did.
Well, that's a good segue because it's tax time,
mm-hmm.
And we're starting to prepare for taxes. Yeah.
That's right. You bought the software already.
Yeah. And now we got to load everything up. But you got to wait till you get your tax, your W-2s and your 599s.
That's right, W-2s and your 1095-Cs and your BVDs.
Yeah, yeah, you got to do that. So I don't know. We'll see, yeah. It's crazy.
But we got until April... We got until April 15th, so we got plenty of time.
We do. Anything else on your list that you want to talk about?
Was there anything for tech time that we wanted to talk about the last time that we didn't get to?
Well, except, you know, our security camera keeps going out. The battery keeps draining. So I don't
right,
know.
Right, so... I guess the tech time is technology. You love it and you hate it.
Well, that's right, because if you know, the battery life on these things, that operates.
Is pitifully low.
The whole system, you know. So they got to figure out a way of, now they do sell, and I'll have to look at this, they do sell a solar charger. Which you hook up to the camera, and it's supposed to help not drain the battery. But I'll have to look at that because I'm not sure if that's going to work or not.
In our case, I don't think it is because there's too much shade where the camera is.
Could be, yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes.
Exactly.
All right.
So, again, the Phillies, I know you don't want me to talk about Phillies, but I have to talk about this. The lockout is still going on. There's been no agreement reached between the players and owners.
Wow. I don't think you're going to see an agreement reached until it gets closer to start time.
Yeah. Well, what people have told me is that they have until about the beginning of March to come to an agreement to make sure that the season starts on time.
Okay.
Any later than that, and it's going to be, you know, a late start.
Right, right.
And an early finish.
Wow. Okay. Did anybody die this week? I don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah, there was one that I thought you mentioned that.
Yep.
Now I can't remember.
Yeah,
I can't. Of course.
I can't either, but that's okay. All right, all right.
But like I said, I'm not live in the studio. I'm talking in isolation. I was worried that I had COVID. Thankfully, I do not.
Right.
I tested negative. But, you know, that worry stays with you all the time.
Yeah. Well,
especially when you're working around little kids.
Well, now they have, you know, you can go out and get the free test on the website. So I'm going to sign up for that, get a free.
Sounds good. I think I should do that too.
Well, everyone, have a great week. Watch some football. It should be fun, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll both be here live. And
I hope so.
Talk to you real soon. Be strong. Stay strong.
The Brian and Lee Show is a BLS production.